Anita, this is Sharon. I do have a question, if I can.
Go ahead, Sharon.
I was looking at, since you're on line 11 of KPFA, I was looking at line 12, which has, you know, in the prior year, column Z, $530,000, and that's classified as donations. Do you know what those donations are?
I do not. They must be very extraordinary, but I can look that up.
Well, it just seems like maybe it was some sort of a misclassification of listener support, because anyway, that's just what I was wondering, if it was when you had said how numbers get moved around, I just was wondering if that perhaps explains what that could be.
Good point. I will find and send you. I mean, if you don't mind, I can send just a note to everyone.
Sure. I'm just curious because, otherwise it looks like we really increased our listener support over the prior year to date, but I don't think that's actually true just from what just from what I've heard about the fund drives. So that's why I'm just wondering if that's what's going on there. And I also don't know the answer about what the major donor income difference is, so maybe we can look into that too.
Okay. Thank you.
Anita, this is James. I have a question. We got this on March 8th, and, of course, today is March 9th, and I'm gathering that, you know, from the questions and from how people are looking at this, that not everyone has had a chance to really closely examine this. I think that sometimes happens to us when we get the financials close to the date of the meeting. Everybody doesn't really get a chance to drill down into it. I'm wondering if you would be amenable if over the next 2 weeks before our next meeting, if people have a chance to look at this more closely and possibly, you know, try to get a better understanding and perhaps see more questions that they may have, if we could bring this up again at the next meeting briefly, if anybody has additional questions at that time.
Absolutely.
That might be helpful.
I'm receptive to answering any questions. And it's on the timing also. These financials really were done in February, but I have also been involved some with the audit. I was tied down, so really I wonder if sometimes if it's better for me to send them closer to the meeting so that they don't get lost, but I'm happy to try it any way that works for all of you.
And if there's anything that can help you get to the audits, forget what I just asked you and work on the audits. But we appreciate all the work you're doing. You're working a lot right now. Go ahead, Arpal. Yeah, thank you, Anita.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay. I have two things, one of which is you stated this basically before, but not quite this flatly, that it appears that all of the stations are only not in bad shape because of the PPP loan becoming a grant. And I thought it was just something to say that we should simply put it flatly like that. If you take away that dough from each station, we're looking other than good. I think we all agree, right?
Correct. Being honest, and that's why I point these things out. No doubt it was a great shot in the arm, just like the second infusion. But obviously there is room for improvement moving forward.
We have problems and we haven't solved them. The other question I have is, we discussed this a couple of meetings ago, and as of tonight, the FY18-990 is still not on the Pacifica website.
He went to, I want to say, Jonathan. I did not send it directly, but my staff did. I'll check with them to see if it was Jonathan.
I think last time you said you were going to see who in Pacifica is in charge of getting that put up there and get them to put it up there.
Well, I actually, I think we also included sent it to Lydia, but also sent it, I think, to Jonathan. And what I kind of expected was, no, I don't do that, or send it to somebody else. I have not heard, but I'll find out tomorrow.
Chris Corey for the sec.
Thank you.
Go ahead, Chris. I think, Paul, you're done?
Yes, I'm done. Thank you.
Thank you, Paul. Go ahead, Chris.
Okay. First of all, to answer Sharon's question, the donations, as I understand them, are continuing contributions from members that are not associated with fund drives. In other words, it's fund drive. It's income that comes to the station from people who have, like, you know, agreed to pay $10 a month or whatever to the station, rather than responding to a specific fund drive. And I think this is one of those gray areas for stations to categorize things in this particular way, because basically they're saying, okay, those people that are making donations are not listeners. I mean, that's kind of the ultimate logic that's present there, and I don't think that's true. I think the people that make continuing donations are listeners, and therefore it's more appropriate to put in listener revenue, and that's what's being done on this particular set of books. So the fact that there's a huge reversal in donation income and a huge increase, a corresponding, I would add, a huge increase in listener revenue, I think is appropriate for KPFA, this specific to KPFA. I'm sorry if I didn't point that out. The other thing, I would agree with R. Paul that without the PPP funding, are not good, but they're also not horrendous either. I think the network, if you look at it, minus the PPP funding, is basically breaking even. And mind you, that's not good. All right. So I'm agreeing with R. Paul here, but it's not like we're like drowning in a pool of our own blood. You know, I think the situation is somewhat manageable if we can just get, you know, our cost controls in order, or increase revenue, or some combination of those. So it's not a desperate situation, but yes, it's not good. Thank you.
Anyone else? Anita, do you want to make any concluding remarks? We're coming up on 10 o'clock by my time.
This is Lyndon. I'd like to start.
Yes. Okay, Lyndon, I just want to conclude with what I was saying. I just want to remind everyone that we do have some election business to deal with before we close, and I want to make sure we have enough time to do that. But we do still have some time. So go ahead, Lyndon.
Yes, Anita, this is a quick question. I don't need to answer tonight. Excuse me. But I'm interested in the Allegiance system, and I know what we're paying in Houston, but we don't seem to be paying it every month. And so I was wondering if you could tell me what line, it doesn't have to be tonight, what line in our development expense, I believe the Allegiant Systems comes in, and how many months a year, or just give me a yearly number if you know that at all.
Okay. I don't know it offhand, but I will find out. And I'll look while I'm still on the call. And that concluded my report, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Anita. Okay.
Great. Thank you, Anita.
Thank you.
Okay. I'm going to my email now to try and find the correspondence. I sent around correspondence that I had with Terry Goodman. I guess we're moving on to the next item on the agenda, which is discussion of the chair and secretary election procedure, number 8. And I sent around my correspondence that I had with Terry Goodman, and I got a couple of comments back that, this was at looks like 8:29 tonight. I sent it around, and I just want to ask everybody to take a quick glance at it. I'll admit freely that this is the first election I've ever been involved directly with handling, and so I'm perhaps overkilling it in terms of trying to follow correct procedure and being transparent. But Terry did send some very interesting information about elections in general that I think everybody might find valuable. But I'd like to hear from particularly R. Paul and Chris, who did respond, as to how we can proceed. We need to take nominations, and then I'm assuming we have to hold an email election. So anyway, R. Paul or Chris, do you have any contribution?
On what? Well, I think you're doing it so far, and we'll just, you know, you sent out a whole lot of stuff. We've all read it, and we could just go forward, I guess.
Okay. Chris, do you have anything to add?
Not really. I would just add that in an uncontested election, of course, there's no need for balloting. The standard, when there's more than one person running for the position, is to submit an anonymous ballot, and Terry Goodman can help set that up. It's a very efficient process, and he's quite used to it. So I think that it'll proceed remarkably easily if that in the eventuality that happens.
Yes, he did volunteer to do that, so that's good. And you're right, we may not have at least one contested election. So. Having said all of that, everybody can review that material that was back and forth between Terry and myself, especially look at the attachment that he sent with election information in general. I think that will be helpful to everybody in other aspects of their Pacifica work. And why don't we now go to item, I believe it's number 9 on the agenda, and take nominations for Secretary first, and then we'll go to chair. So I'm going to open the floor for nominations for secretary. Do I hear any nominations for secretary?
I'd like to nominate R. Paul. This is Chris Corey.
I'd like to second that nomination and beg him to take it.
Third.
I think your sentiments are shared by many. So are there any other... very good. Thank you, R. Paul. Is there any other nomination for secretary? Hearing none, I think we can announce now that by acclamation, the board has elected R. Paul as secretary. Is that correct?
Yay.
Hear, hear.
R. Paul.
Congratulations, R. Paul.
Thank you very much, R. Paul. And I wasn't just buttering the toast there. I really do appreciate what you do. It's very well done, very helpful.
You're the best.
Yeah, really. Okay, so now let's go to the chair. I'm going to open the floor now for nominations for chair. Do I hear any nominations?
This is Lyndon.
This is Karen.
I nominate
here, Lyndon Person. I'm sorry, Lyndon, repeat that, please.
I nominate James Agerton.
Thank you, Lyndon. I'll accept.
And
Fred, anyone else?
Fred seconds.
I'm not sure.
Okay,
somebody maybe can tell me. I didn't think seconds were necessary in committee, but is that also true for nomination?
No, they're not. Seconds aren't necessary ever for a nomination.
Understood. Oh, good to know. Thank you, R. Paul.
This is Sharon. I'd like to nominate Chris Corey.
Very good. Chris, do you accept?
Sure. I'll give it another go.
Very good. Anyone else? Any other nominations? Okay. I think we can call the nominations closed at this point. And as you see, I've been in touch with Terry about how to do this, and he's going to assist. I will forward the nominations to him if that's okay with everyone. And then he will work up a ballot and send it around. Is that okay with everyone? Go ahead. Who was that?
Fred here. Is there a timeline? Is there a timeline for the for voting on this election?
I don't think it has to be very long. You know, we don't have a meeting for 2 weeks, maybe even a little more. So I think as long as it's done prior to that, I was thinking maybe about a week. Did I hear someone else?
Yeah, Chris Corey for the staff.
Go ahead, Chris.
Yeah, how it's generally done is it usually takes about 10 days to submit to execute the ballots, to send them out, to get a response, and then Terry likes to have a few days to tally it just in case there's complications. And
that's right.
And so I think 2 weeks is an appropriate turnaround for this, which would mean that we'd have to submit ballots by like Saturday after next or something like that. But anyway, it's kind of, I think that if the chair gets together with Terry, that you guys can work out the details pretty quickly.
Very good. And I also think, as you perhaps were referencing, he appreciates at least a 24-hour period between the close of the polls and the tally, again, in case there's any difficulties. But he also mentioned that there was no need for a public tally for a committee meeting, a committee election.
Yeah, Fred here. I would propose Saturday the 20th being the deadline for getting the ballots in. And Terry can usually tally them within a day after that.
Yeah, he asks for at least a 24-hour period so he can deal with any complications or any issues that people have. And what's our next meeting? I can't see that. Today's the 9th. Is it the 23rd?
Correct.
23rd.
Very good. So I guess that would be good. Saturday the 20th for close of for return of ballots. And that can give Terry at least 24 hours. And then he can announce a result. And then the next meeting we'll have the new chair. That's good with everyone?
Sounds fine to me.
Let me ask, as our Paul tells me, if there's any objection. Hearing none, we'll consider it done. And if there's any difficulty, I'll alert the committee. And I guess the next person you hear from may be Terry, with instructions. Okay. That brings us to the end of number 9, and we could go now quickly to number 10 and see if there's any report on the timeline for the budget for KPFK or KPFT. I gave this a little extra time because I have some questions for the KPFT directors, but is there any report from KPFK on any update on what's happening there in terms of the possibility of us getting a budget?
Again, there's been no updates on the budget at KPFK.
Fred, I have seen reports of, you know, previous budgets that are out there. I assume that if necessary, eventually we can get copies of whatever's available and whatever budgets were rejected and work from there.
I don't think there's any problem doing that.
Oh, do you have a sense of the feeling at KPFK about, you know, if we ultimately have to go around the normal process for this? you know, is that going to cause consternation or will that cause relief? I mean, in certain different circles, it may cause different reactions. How do you anticipate people feeling about us, possibly just moving ahead with it separately eventually?
Well, a number of the people on the local finance committee would like to, have their fingers in the budget. The problem is that, it's really management's responsibility to provide a budget because it's really their plans that are being, implemented in the budget. But management doesn't seem to want to do that. I don't want to encourage people to, fight over, people, creating their own budgets here. So I would propose that we use the last, take the last budget that was proposed by management and put reasonable numbers in for income and expenses and go with it.
Can you tell us anything about a meeting scheduled for March 12th to which I've been invited, I guess, of your finance committee?
No, hold on. I thought it was March 14th.
14th, I'm sorry. Sorry.
Which is a Sunday. The KPFK LSB has scheduled a special meeting on the, on finances of the station for that date. The time that meeting is supposed to take place at is supposed to start at 10:30 a.m. Pacific time. I really can't say anything more about it. We're having a local finance committee meeting tomorrow, and there may be some. We may be able to finalize something about the meeting on Sunday.
Okay. Well, I was planning on going to that meeting. I don't know if anybody here would have any objection to that. I don't know if that would matter. I'm not really planning on going in my capacity as a current chair, but just as an individual. Don't really know what I can contribute to the local budgetary process. Did I hear Beth?
Yes, thank you.
Go ahead, Beth.
Well, speaking as a representative from KPFK, first I'd like to point out that this special LSB meeting on finance has been delayed a couple of times, so this is months now after we had initially requested it. I'm relieved that it'll finally be happening. I'm not sure what to expect. I would very much welcome your presence and participation, especially given that you've been invited. And I hopefully the station will come to terms with the need to produce a budget. But in the off chance that they don't, then I want to acknowledge up front the necessity for a budget and my understanding completely if the process needs to move beyond simply waiting. And so this committee would have my full support to do that if necessary. Hopefully it won't be necessary, but
I appreciate that. Beth, I just want to note that I'm seeing now it's 10:14. I want to ask if we could get a 5-minute extension so that we could also talk to the KPFT directors about their budget situation. Is there any objection to extending? I'm sorry, go ahead, Beth.
So moved.
Oh, is there any objection?
Chris,
hearing none, we'll go another. Okay, Chris. We're going to go another 5 minutes, and I just want to make sure Beth was finished, and then I'll recognize Chris.
Yes, thank you. Thank you. Thank you for hearing me.
Sure. Go ahead, Chris.
James, I'm just having a moment here. Did we pass the P&O budget last time, or is that still on the table at this juncture?
No, it's still on the table, and that's why I said, you know, the P&O budget and the central services are so intertwined, it's virtually impossible to extricate them. So,
may I comment?
Thank you.
Is that Anita?
Yes.
Please, Anita.
Thank you. I was just going to respond to Chris to say that I made the changes. I did send it on to the ICEO for review. I will reach out to her tomorrow and see if she can give me some comment on it. As far as I'm concerned, well, obviously central services formula is the only thing that would be changed now, if you will.
Thank you.
Chris Corey to the stack one more time. Sorry.
Yeah, sure. Go ahead, Chris.
Yeah, I understand that this is kind of a cat and mouse game that we're playing right here. You know, it's difficult to construct a central services formula that has much meaning without knowing what the needs of the national office are. And likewise, it's very difficult for the national office to assess whether it is within its capacity to do its job without a central services formula. So now at least you have something temporary that you can work off of, and we'll see how that balances out and looks. Particularly in light of the fact that I believe the PNB has suggested that the sideband income comes through the P&O now. That might improve things enough that we could make a downward adjustment in the overall percentages for each individual station. Anyway, just throwing that out there. It's neither here nor there. We'll see next time that you get the opportunity to present this thing.
Yeah, and that's referred to us, so we will be looking at that. Okay.
That income was added back.
Right. And that income has been going to the national office anyway. It's not that we're going to change the income going to the national office. There is a question out there as to whether or not we should credit it to the central services of the stations that contribute it, and Lydia asked us not to do that, but there's still some sentiment for us to do that. And then it becomes a question of, well, if we take that off of the central services obligation, then the central services going to the national office will go down, at least at those stations that are actually paying their central services. You know, it doesn't really affect anything but the accrued debt of the stations who aren't paying central services. So we need to have a whole look at how much sideband income there is, where it's coming from, what stations have it, what stations don't have it. You know, maybe even do some inquiry as to why some stations aren't utilizing it. And are they paying attention to the possibilities there for income? So, you know, we'll have an opportunity to look at all of that. But if we could very quickly go now to the KPFT station, and I know you have a new general manager. He has passed a budget along to the IED. I don't know if she's responded to it yet, but I just would like to hear from the KPFT directors and see how they feel about, or what they can tell us, if anything, about whether or not that budget is going to go through the Finance Committee, or is that considered impossible or a dead issue? Is there anything new on where we stand with that?
Lyndon to the stat.
Go ahead, Lyndon. Thank you.
Yes, we had it's been a long day. We had a local station board Finance Committee meeting today, and it was entirely on the budget. And tomorrow we have a LSB meeting, and I believe we're going to ask for passage of the budget tomorrow. Of course, like you said, it's already been set up. Lydia already has it, so it won't be any different. There have been no substantial changes, I don't believe. And it hasn't been gone over with a fine-tooth comb by the Finance Committee, the LSB's Finance Committee, but it is what it is, and the it seems to be that the thinking is we're just going to have to let the new general manager handle things as best he can and move on to the next year and hopefully to really be on time, have a budget, you know, in depth on time for 2021 or 2022, whatever it is.
Well, that's wonderful news. And I think by the time we get done with this process, we're going to have to turn around and start all over again ourselves. And that's, so that sounds very good. Teresa, did you have anything? Yeah, go ahead, Teresa.
Can you hear me? I would like to say that our chair, our chair pro tem did ask our general manager, give us, red line of expenses that he's already made a difference in. He has already reduced a number of expenses. So we know, and that's not reflected in this budget. This budget, to my knowledge, it was given to us in September. We saw it again in December, and we're still looking at it now. And our new general manager has already made some reductions in some of those expenses. I think that should be reflected. But it also does not reflect any anticipated expenses for, like, repairs. So he is still working on that. So to me, it's not really very practical, but that's something that somebody's going to propose that we approve it tomorrow.
Well, we will just FYI, we will have time. We still have our next priority will probably be the KPFA budget, and then we also have the PRA budget to get to. And so, you know, there would be time for fine adjustments if there's an interest in doing that. So this is just very good news that we've got something moving, and hopefully there'll be time to make adjustments, and eventually we'll get it through. So that's great. I'm really, really pleased to hear that. Thank you both from Texas. Much appreciated. Anything else on that? I think with that, we are now over our extended time, and so I think I can declare that we are adjourned.
Great.
So thank you all very much. Thank you, Anita.
Weren't we going to have a motion to meet an executive session at the next meeting?
I thought we decided that we would look at that and agendize it up for the next meeting.
Yes.
All right. So should I give notice of that on kpftx.org?
Yes, please.
I think that's a wise thing to do, yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
If we don't need it, we won't use it, but then at least we'll have it if we need it.
Thank you.
Thank you all.
Thank you,
Chris. Thank
you,
Anita.
Thank you all.
Good night.
Good night, all.
Good night. Thanks. Good night.
Bye-bye, Sharon.
Good night.